Well, let's start with Saturday first. You knew Scott's Bluff had some kids coming back and were going to be tough, and the Bearcats came to play, didn't they?
Yeah, they returned some really good players, a team that really gave us a pretty good battle last year, and it was going to be a test. You know, they were good, and they have really solid singles players. That's what carried their team, honestly. They singles guys didn't drop a match all day. I don't think they really had any close matches, honestly. They played well, and then their doubles teams won the matches they needed to secure their team title, beat us out by 3 points. So it was a good day, though. Our kids played hard, and I was proud of the effort. They battled hard after coming back late from Kearney on Friday night. You can tell they're a little bit leg-weary, but, first match of the season, I thought they did a good job.
Best day for you guys, singles, doubles. Who really stood out for you?
Our doubles teams are really solid this year. I'm really happy with how they played. Obviously, Reed, Loop, and Aaron. Frank at one doubles is a very solid team. They're going to do some really good things. If we keep them there all season long, they'll do some great things for us this year. And, they went 4-0 and really just kind of ran away with the field. They didn't have anything close. They got tested pretty hard in Kearney, and they split with Kearney Catholic, Kearney High, and that kind of set up a good day for them for Saturday. Then our two doubles team kind of stubbed their toe in their first match against Gearing, a team that's kind of a scrappy team. They lost that match 6-8, but then they ran the table the rest of the day and got some nice wins, and went 3-1 and ended up getting a tie break with Gearing and Scott's Bluff for the championship, and they won by percentage points, so they ended up getting first there. So that was good for Landon and for Sutton. And then a three doubles team, Caleb Sugaroo and Carter Hartwell, also had a nice day. They had a couple of close matches, but really played some great tennis. And I thought they did a nice job and real pleased with the way they've been playing. I think they had the split also in Kearney. They're going to be fine. And for the kids in doubles to play as well as they did for the first matches of the season with not a lot of playing time together, since it's basically all new teams, aside from Landon and Sutton, I thought the guys did a nice job, and I'm not going to throw our guys under the bus at singles. Tyson battled through some cramping issues and was able to finish out a match to put himself into a tie for first place in his division and on Saturday, but lost a couple of games where he shouldn't have lost, and kind of the percentages went against him, but he played hard, and we're pleased with how well he played. And then Max is a battler too. He's just like Tyson. They just fight hard and all the way through to the end, and real pleased with how well they do things. And singles guys did a great job, and real pleased with how kids played the first weekend.
And you played your two matches with Kearney and Kearney Catholic on Friday. That was the first matches, and didn't do too bad, did you?
No, I was pretty happy with how they did. Kearney Catholic returned five of their players, and they were very solid, and I thought our guys came out and played great. They got tested pretty hard in some doubles matches, because that's their forte, is they loaded up their doubles teams, but then our singles guys came through on the pinch and did some great things for us on Friday. And Kearney High just is solid. They have a good program, and Coach Salisbury does a nice job with this team, and they got us pretty good. I think we won two matches out of the 12 matches contested, but I'm not upset about how we played. We played hard, and the kids battled hard and just got beat by better teams, and that's all you can ask for. If you just go out and give you a better team, that's okay. So no, it was a great weekend. I was pleased with how we're at, honestly, this early in the season. Maybe we have some things to obviously work on, but the way things have gone this first week, and I'm pretty pleased with how things are going.
You're making a road trip to Hastings on Tuesday, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll make a road trip to Hastings and play Hastings High, I believe, at noon. And they only have eight guys, so we'll just have our top varsity guys play a duel. And then Coach Sugar said he pulls his players out of school early at noon. And over at Adams Central, put all the rest of our JVs at Adams Central. They can play from 12 to 4. So they're going to get a lot of matches in. And so it's going to be good to do that format, because I think Adams Central has 21 kids, so they have good numbers. That'll be great for us to get everybody on the courts. That's what I'm excited about, just to make sure we're getting our kids on the courts, getting some playing time, and getting better, because it's going to become kind of a tough road to hoe here in a couple more weeks when we're playing some of these teams and not have as many numbers as we do. But two good teams. You know, Hastings obviously was a top 10 team last year at state. Lost some players like we lost some players, so it'll be interesting to see how we match up with them this year. And then, of course, Adams Central returns about three or four kids from last year's team that was also in the top 10. So two really good duels, you know, two great duels playing at home. At Hastings is always tough. It's like going to Kearney. You always get their best shot at Kearney, and we'll get the same from Adams Central and from Hastings High on Tuesday.